Hi, my name is Gamal Abdel Nasser, and I'm the grandson of the late Egyptian president Gamal Abdel Nasser, who was the leader of the 1952 revolution and the second president of the Arab Republic of Egypt. Egypt, having been a global power at one point in history, went through a period of colonization that spanned almost 2,800 years, till a young colonel by the name of Gamal Abdel Nasser came along with a group of free officers to put an end to the colonialism in Egypt and achieve independence. The West went through several stages in shaping its consciousness and building its civilizational model, starting with the Greeks, then the pagan Romans, then the Christian version. Throughout these stages, Westerners sought to impose their cultural hegemony on the minds of the rest of humanity outside the West. One of the effects of this modern Western model of domination over human minds has been the increasing attempts to eliminate national culture and local languages under the guise of modernization, urbanization, cultural interaction, mutual dialogue, and give-and-take tactic. In reality, this did happen in Africa and Asia, where Westernization and the spread of its culture, starting with language, eventually divided the countries into Anglophone and Francophone zones. Africans were unable to speak among themselves except through the languages of the white man, or to communicate geographically between their regions, except through metropolitan capitals. In the name of the myth of universal culture, Western civilization is promoted as if it were the latest in human progress, and that its values are values for all people, including individualism, skepticism, relativism, and agnosticism. Its historical stages are considered the stages of the histories of all peoples, ancient, medieval, and modern, and its languages are international languages. All of this, in reality, represents a single moment in history that represents the triumph of the modern West. It has also created an inferiority complex among non-European peoples, who view themselves as transmitters, imitators, subordinates, learners, and marginalized from the center and its periphery. It may be said that the advantages of this clash include the modernization of societies and the building of states, the construction of roads, the building of modern cities, the establishment of urban areas, the establishment of universities, and the introduction of peoples in the peripheries to the era of modernity and the rehabilitation. The truth is that all of these positives were primarily intended to benefit the imperial nations of the West. Communications were used to serve them. Manufacturing was used for the West, using raw materials, markets, and cheap labor. And education was used to create a professional and technical cadres for the state apparatus through which the central states ruled. Individual human rights were used as a cover and a pretext for violating the rights of peoples outside the Western world. Thank you for listening, and see you here next time on RT.